And the other edict that came out is anybody with any spare rooms, first of all, take in evacuees. Mm-hmm. So we had a mother and two daughters who lived in Bermondsey. Well, Bermondsey was in the dock area of London, and it was heavily bombed, and fires started all over the place, so they were definitely at risk. So they were evacuated, and we haven't had them for several months. And they settled in all right. It was that's nothing, never a problem, and we were all friends together, sort of. It was good. And then, anyway, they went back, and then there was another tranche of people that came out, that is, like the RAF, that were at Cosford and various other areas and so on. And we had at least one, if not two, Air Force men that were at college learning electricity or radio or something like that, you know. So we also had lodgers like that were like servicemen. I remember Sam, he was a nice fella, he was Sam. And he had a son, like me, and he was missing him, obviously. And so he and I got on all right, you know, it's great. I mean, I was always interested in aeroplanes, and this sort of, like, it perhaps sparked off in my mind an interest of aeroplanes. Then we had a, not a, he wasn't in, he was in the Air Force, she wasn't, it was his wife that came to lodge with us, because she was visiting him, and I think he was at Cosford or some other Air Force station. And he got killed while she was with us, and I remember that as being like a terrible tragedy. So the war sort of like ground on, and then, as you probably know, towards the end of the war, Hitler had got these V1s in the first place, and then V2s, and they started arriving at random all over the southeast area, and we then had another evacuee, a mother and daughter, and they were in a terrible state when they arrived, because these bombs the so-called flying bombs used to be launched, and when they ran out of fuel or whatever, they'd plunge to the ground and exploded. So everybody knew that as long as they could hear them going pop, 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 they were all right. As soon as they stopped doing that, they'd plunge to the ground. So everybody looked out, you know, where is it? Where is it going to fall? And this mother used to set her, she told us, she used to set her daughter, six, on the back step, watching out for flying bombs. And as soon as she heard them stop, they dived down into the cellar and took cover. But, I mean, the effect of that on their nerves must have been awful.